Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
You got what I need.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, and dedicated to all of you who are sick of the status quo and sick of business standardization. I know I am. Thank you, Whiff Roasters of Lititz, Pennsylvania, for my favorite coffee ever. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher, and of course, for the love on Pinterest. Drop us a line on Facebook or our website if you have a question that you'd like us to answer on a future podcast. Now, I just mentioned standardization, and there is, of course, a reason for that. Actually, three reasons. One, it's kind of the topic of this week's podcast, and I'd hate for Chad Rock to have done that really cool podcast image with the Bobs from Office Space for nothing. Yeah, two, I can't stand what standardization and systemization has done to the state of business in our country. Systemization allows people who don't really care about a job to be able to do a job that really requires care. Standardization sucks the humanity out of business. Don't believe me? Ask Microsoft. Ask Adobe. Ask Expedia. Don't we all love Expedia? Ask Motorola. Most recently, ask Accenture. These are all Fortune 500 companies, folks. Now, what else do they have in common besides being Fortune 500 companies? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, which brings us back to three. Reason number three is that these Fortune 500 companies have all gotten rid of standardized performance reviews and standardized performance rankings. Hallelujah. It is about time. 330,000 employees at Accenture alone are quite happy right now. Accenture CEO Pierre Nanterme said, and I quote, "All this terminology of rankings, forcing rankings along some distribution curve or whatever, we're done with that. We're going to evaluate you in your role, not vis-a-vis someone who might work in Washington, who might work in Bangalore. It's irrelevant. It should be about you." He said that the change would dramatically and fundamentally change the company's performance management process. He said, again, I quote, "We're going to get rid of probably 90% of what we did in the past." Let that sink in for a second. 90%. This is a major overhaul of values here. Now, what does this have to do with you? And what on earth does this have to do with our humble little podcast here? As Tina Turner once asked, what's love got to do with it? The reason I bring this up to you here is because we're always talking on the podcast about the heart of your business and letting that show. It can be hard to do that, though, when we've been trained for the past several decades to only care about the bottom line, no matter what. Like the Offspring said, you got to keep them separated. Business and personal, keeping them separated, that is. I've always viewed that as a miserable cop-out that allows middle management to tell you they care when they really don't. They're protecting their own position and the bottom line. How is it? Will someone please explain to me, how is it that the same people who tell us that we have to keep business and personal separated out of one side of their mouths also tell us that business is all about relationships out of the other side of their mouths? Say what? Things that make you go, hmm? I know I'm not the only one to ask this, and yet I feel kind of alone in saying it. That question burns in my mind because of my own experience. Why is it that I've worked in those kinds of environments most of my career, with two exceptions, and felt screwed because of office politics, and in some cases having my own ideas stolen? Yeah, I said it. Why is that? Those two exceptions, by the way, are when I worked for and with my friend Jay McGee in Louisiana back at the turn of the millennium, and my present work situation here at Mind. I've got to be the most fortunate man on the planet to be working day to day with my friends. Business and personal separate, huh? I get to work day to day with my friends, with people who I love dearly and trust completely, with people who knew me when I was married the first time and who were there as my friends through the most miserable and depressing years of my life as I recovered from that divorce and the custody visitation situation that has been not pretty, to say the least. Do you think I'm loyal to these people? Yeah. Do you think I'm inspired to strive to do better by their mere presence in my life? Yeah. Sarah Hornberger, Chad McComsey, David Zimmerman. And then there's the rest of the minds who I haven't known as long, but who know plenty about what I've been through personally and have been there. Andy Mull, Hip Den, Chris Bradley, Sarah Kyler, Tom Toth, Tyler Lloyd, Molly Sams. According to the standardized and systematized business model, this is wrong. I disagree. I believe that when we know that the entity we work for and with has that big, beautiful, beating heart that I'm always blathering about here, we are naturally inspired to not only do our best, but to look for even higher standards to define our best. It's beautiful when we inspire each other. But you see, doing that requires trust. There's not a lot of trust to be found in the corporate environment nowadays, although trust is making a comeback. See, that lack of trust has been cultivated by methods and tactics that create distrust, by people like the Bobs from Office Space who come into a business to assess what they can get rid of. And I say what because they're not thinking about who. I mean, it's really who they can get rid of. But we as people become commodities at that point. But they're looking at who they can get rid of to increase the bottom line by taking the work that those people who are soon to be fired, the work that they do, and dumping it on other employees who won't get paid anymore for doing it. Standardization, systemization. I don't care what anyone says. There's no substitute for true heart and humanity in business. In your business. Hey, it's the Fortune 500 companies that kind of lead the way in the business world. And now we have some huge ones, Microsoft, who are saying, you know, there really is something to this caring about people thing. There really is something to evaluating people based on them and their progress, rather than comparing them to someone that I don't know from some other location whose true standards and values that I can't personally vouch for. See, this whole distrust thing winds up destroying itself. Fortune 500 companies are seeing the light of this, and it's a good thing, because when people are searching for you online and find your website, only to then see the same stock photos and read the same sterile corporate lines that they read on your competitor's site, it's not good for your business. How are you making decisions regarding the look and feel of your website? Are you going with the tried and true because it's the easiest road to travel? How willing are you to step outside of the proverbial box and let your personality and the personality of your business show? It's so easy to follow the standard. So easy. But never forget, standardized means that a standard has been set and determined by people that you don't know. Set your own standards. More often than not, I will believe that you will find your own standards to be higher than those standardized standards. If you're evaluating the individuals on your staff, evaluate them based personally on them and their position, just like Accenture was talking about. This is the very root and core of your business, and this will radiate through your website, believe it or not, because having these root and core values based on real relationships within your company creates a personal standard that can honestly be reflected in the way you present your company on your website. It will become a natural process and an honest representation. Think about it. We look at these Fortune 500 companies to set the standard. We do. They're the biggest companies making the most money, so they must be doing something right. Well, just like some bands that graduate from the clubs to the arenas can lose touch with their core fans and why they started playing in the first place, the same thing can happen to companies when they reach such a grandiose size. Remember, Microsoft started small, and now they're one of the trendsetters. And they've come back around to realizing that personal does not have to be completely separated from business. If you are treating those within your company as people, as individuals, and respecting them as such, this will show in how you present yourself and your business on your website. People will visit your site and actually feel your presence. It's possible. Think about the websites that have drawn you in emotionally. It's because there's a beating heart there, and it starts with the internal workings of your business and staff. I really believe that businesses who have trouble figuring out how to properly represent themselves on their website are experiencing the effects of more internal issues within their own company. It starts with your heart. Call it old school, call it whatever you want, but call it real. Some of the biggest companies in the world are coming around and realizing that treating their own people as people is the best way to naturally strengthen the foundation of their business and ultimately and naturally improve their bottom line the right way. Think about it. Embrace it. Set your own standards. Treat people as people. It will radiate throughout your entire organization and radiate through your website. People will be able to see it, and people will be able to feel it when they find you online. It will also radiate into the very content on your website, the way you write your blog posts, the way you write the content on the pages on your website. It affects everything. And believe me, it makes everything more natural and in many ways easier. Treat people as people. Set your own standards. You will be glad you did. Thank you for listening to this existentialist and a bit abbreviated edition of the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for following us on Pinterest. Drop us a line on Facebook or our Ask a Questions page, and we'll be happy to answer your questions on a future podcast. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.